You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fathers that mock their son, I didn't count the home run, and I'm outdone by anyone. Especially those pictures people frame and then complain. Oh, back then I was in so much pain. I get it, but I don't know.
That's Intuition by Zani Hall. Zani Hall came through Girls Rock Aotearoa, and which is now known as To The Front, which was happening last week in Tamaki Makaurau. Very, very fun week. But the To The Front action does not stop there for the year. We've got Gussie Larkin on the line. Kia ora, Gussie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to chat with you about a very exciting thing that's coming up in the world of To The Front, which is a DIY gig workshop series culminating in a show at Big Fan on the 4th of March. Tell us a wee bit about this project, Gussie. What's going on?
Yeah, it is really exciting, and it's really nice to have something following on from To The Front camp that was last week. So we got some funding from the Auckland City of Music, big ups to them, and we're using it to put on three workshops for these young people to work towards putting on their own gig. So yeah, throughout the workshops they'll have guest mentors and get to learn all about budgeting and booking bands and how to craft an email and all those things that you kind of figure out when you're doing it by yourself. Yeah, so I'm really excited to start this with you, Rachel.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, and get a cool show up.
Totally. Yeah. I think it's really exciting. For people who are not familiar with To The Front, or formerly known as Girls Rock Camp, what is the ethos of the program, Gussie?
Yeah, so we kind of educate, educate's a bit of a formal word. We do lots of initiatives and exciting things with people between the ages of 12 to 19 broadly, and it's really focused on young women, gender diverse people, trans, intersex, and yeah, that's really the focus and at the heart of the organization.
There's a lot of really amazing programs that have come out of this. This gig makers workshop is part of Pathways to the Front, which is a new initiative for Girls Rock Camp, for To The Front, which is looking at that older age group as well. So 16 to 19 is the age bracket for this. Gussie, when did you start putting on gigs? When was the first gig that you organised?
Well, I can't think of it one particular gig, but with No Maidens, we really just did it ourselves. The first were probably house parties, asking our friends if we could play in their living room. That would have been like 9 years ago. So kind of at that, like, 21, 22-year-old age. Actually, we put on this this big party in a warehouse when I was probably 20 or 21, and that was like one of those really legendary shows that we kind of decorated the whole place, and it was absolute chaos. But yeah, it was shows like that that made me really excited about putting on DIY shows.
So
I hope that the people that are going to be part of these workshops have that kind of magic enthusiasm as well.
Totally. I grew up in Christchurch post-earthquake, so there was not a whole lot of all-ages gigs happening. There were. Some of them were pretty fantastic and pretty, illegal spaces, perhaps, which we're not necessarily encouraging. But, there's a lot of, like, tricky things about infrastructure at the moment, which remind me of growing up as a kid in those sort of earthquake years, about trying to find spaces to put on gigs and just knowing who to ask the right questions to and how to get started. It can all be a bit of a daunting process. And we do really need a healthy all-ages scene for music to thrive. So I hope this will be a pretty exciting program. What are you sort of hoping to see out of it, Gussie?
Oh, I mean, I was part of a panel at To The Front last week that was with some of the 16 to 19-year-olds that were part of it. And I'm just already like, wow, you're all so switched on. They had really great ideas, and they were kind of inspiring me with new ideas. So, I think that will just continue, and I just want it to be a forum where people feel really comfortable to ask questions and come up with really fun ways that we can transform Big Fan for this gig, and just to make it really unique for their first show.
Totally. Now tell us a wee bit more about Big Fan. People listening will have probably heard about it. It's a new venue. It's in Morningside. It's run by Joel Little, but it's all ages, which is pretty special. And you've been to some gigs there. What's the vibe like?
Yeah, it's great. So it's a 200 capacity venue. It sounds great. They've pretty much got everything you could ever want. They've got backline. It's just such a great little space. And, feels like the perfect kind of bridge for a person under 18 that is wanting to play their first show, but not, I mean, obviously they can't go and play Whammy, so...
Where do you go?
And also the whole, I think it's a not-for-profit, the organisation, so they're really excited about having community groups and, particularly all-ages-focused programs in there. So it was just the perfect fit for us.
Totally. And the workshops themselves are going to be held at The Vault, another place that BFM listeners will probably be very familiar with. But tell us a wee bit about The Vault, Gussie.
The Vault, yeah. So The Vault is in Eden Terrace, and, it's a little gig venue and rehearsal space. That just fits for us to be, making plans and doing spreadsheets surrounded by drum kits and microphones and,
Hell yeah. This is awesome. Sign-ups are open until tomorrow. If people want to head along, age between 16 and 19, then go to the Girls Rock Aotearoa Instagram page. There's a link in the bio there, or you can go straight to the Pathways page on the Girls Rock Aotearoa website. It's going to be heaps of fun, Gussie. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Ready to rock with big...
Yeah.
big rock hands going on here. I think we should play a track from another alumni of Girls Rock Aotearoa, To the Front, EDVC. This is a really recent EP, actually. Just came out at the end of last year, and the track is called The Hotel Song. Thanks for speaking with us, Gussie. Anything else important to remember? Probably that it's free, which is really cool.
It's free, and yeah, I'll just mention again that we're having different guest mentors for each session. So this Sunday we have Zan Hamilton, who is a promoter and manager who has brought some amazing bands here. So she's got Peaches coming up. She's also done shows for, she used to manage Bachelorette, done shows for Jay Mascus, Violent Femmes, Fleta Kinney. So yeah, really excited to hear about her experience. And then we also have Billy, who's the venue manager of Hollywood, is that right?
Yes, I think so.
I think that is indeed.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah. So yeah, just shout outs to them.
It's gonna be awesome. See you there, Gussie. Thanks for chatting with us.
So see ya.
Ka kite.
Me to tears, I think you know a reason why. I wrote a song about it, you can hear it when EP behind. But I'm not here to vent for once, I'm here to make things right. You may not take me seriously, you already think I'm not so bright. But let me tell you a story that gives me hope inside. The person that you could have been. For you, you see, you are not free of what you think others want you to be. Whoever you are, if you have a soul, please let me know you aren't so cold. So cold, so cold, so cold.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.